Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh, and in this audio we'll discuss the writer J.R.R. Tolkien. Now the dates of J.R.R. Tolkien are from 1892 to 1973. Okay? Now Tolkien is an English writer, okay? And he achieved fame and popularity by his two books. One is the children's book called The Hobbit. H-O-B-B-I-T, The Hobbit. और उसके बाद एक और जो किताब है इनकी, The Lord of the Rings. ठीक है, The Lord of the Rings. And The Lord of the Rings is so famous that it has sold more than 50 million copies. So you can imagine how many people have already read this book. ठीक है. Now along with this, there is a famous Hollywood film on this also. This novel has been adapted into a number of films and award-winning films. Okay. Now this work, The Lord of the Rings, okay, this is further subdivided in three parts. Teen parts hain inke, unke naam aap yaad rakhna. The Fellowship of the Ring, first part. The Fellowship of the Ring, second. The Two Towers, okay, The Two Towers. And the third is Return of the King. Okay. Ye teen part hain, and all these three parts are of the same book. Okay. These are not sequels. Sequel nahi hai ye. Ye ek hi kitab ke hisse hain. Teen parts hain. Now along with this, you should know few facts about J.R.R. Tolkien. That during his adult life, he taught English language and literature, and he specialized in Old and Middle English, okay, at university. That is why he has written plenty of critical works on the Old English and Middle English texts. For instance, Beowulf, you might have already read about Beowulf, okay. He has completed a translation on Beowulf, he has given lectures on Beowulf. Then he has also published a standard edition of the famous work, Sir Gawain and the Green Knight. Okay, Sir Gawain and the Green Knight. Now let me remind you that ये जो दोनों works हैं, ठीक है, Sir Gawain and the Green Knight and afterwards the epic Beowulf. These are anonymous works, ठीक है, and since they were written in Old and Middle English, ठीक है, it was very difficult for a modern audience to understand that English. But it is J.R.R. Tolkien, along with some other writers who have provided a translation and some critical additions. Okay? Along with this, he has also published a standard edition of another work, another Old English work called Ancren Wise. Okay? Ancren Wise. A-N-C-R-E-N-E, Ancren, and W-I-S-S-E, Wise. Okay? Now, agar aapne Anglo-Saxon literature padhi hai, then you already know about these works. Okay? So, just keep in mind that J.R.R. Tolkien has provided critical editions and also translations of many of these works. Okay? Now, another fact you should know is that J.R.R. Tolkien, okay, applied the term legendarium, okay, legendarium to a large part of his writings. Okay? Of course, throughout his life, he has written plenty of works. Okay? And to most of his works, he applies a term to describe all of that, okay, called legendarium, L-E-G-E-N-D-A-R-I-U-M. So, exam ke point of view se ye important hai, because they can ask you, which writer calls most of his works legendarium? It is J.R.R. Tolkien, okay? So, from an exam point of view, just remember the two important works that have been written by J.R.R. Tolkien. After that, also remember that he specializes in Old and Middle English literature. He has provided critical editions as well as translations. After that, you should be broadly aware of the at least the major characters and the storyline of these two novels. Okay, The Hobbit and The Lord of the Rings. Okay, because ispe, as I told you, ispe filmein bhi ban chuki hain aur super hit filmein ban chuki hain. Now, another fact you should keep in mind is that a term called Mythopoeia is used. Mythopoeia, M-Y-T-H-O-P-O-E-I-A. Mythopoeia is used to describe the writings of J.R.R. Tolkien and also those writers whose works are similar to the writings of J.R.R. Tolkien. Okay? And what is the meaning of Mythopoeia? Literally, it means the making of myth or myths. So, something related to mythology or the creation of mythology. Now, myth is something that is there in every culture, okay? But ancient mythology. But Mythopoeia is a narrative genre in modern literature where artificial or fictionalized mythology is created. Matlab, ek tarike ki new mythology create karte hain log. And if you see that movie, The Lord of the Rings, or read the novel, The Lord of the Rings, you will understand that it's a new mythology that was created by this writer during the 1930s. Okay? J.R.R. Tolkien. So, Mythopoeia is a word that is often used to characterize the writings of J.R.R. Tolkien. Okay?